Hello, everyone. Welcome and welcome back to the She's Fearless podcast. I hope everyone is doing well today. How is everyone doing today? When I'm recording this, it's on a Tuesday. I hope everyone is doing well. I live in Ohio, and so yesterday we had, like, I wouldn't say a snowstorm, but we got some snow yesterday, and just going to work, driving to work, normally takes me like 10 to 15 minutes, but I left at work at like 6:13, 6:15, and I didn't get to work until like 6:45, 6:50, because the roads were so flipping bad that I couldn't drive my normal speed limit. I had to drive like 20 miles per hour. They were that bad. So thank God I got to work safely and on time. But it was just, you know, even though I've lived in Ohio all my life, but it's just like you would think that I would be okay or be able to handle driving in the snow. I don't like driving in the snow. I don't like it when there's ice on the road. Honestly, I don't really like driving, period. But, you know, I got to get back and forth to work. I got to get to other places. So it's like either I'm going to have somebody drive me everywhere I go, which is not going to happen, or take an Uber, which is not going to happen. So I'm like, well, I got to go get in my car and drive myself. But yeah, I really don't like driving, but you know, I have to. And I say all the time, I would love to move to a warmer climate, but even with that, there's still things in living in a warmer climate that, you know, that I might not be fond of, you know. So anyway, what are you going to do? I don't know. But today, you know, I just want to talk to you guys. I was had to deal with a situation, and I felt like I felt led to share it with you. You know, you never know who you're going to influence. You never know who may need to hear what you have to say, or you never know who you might have to encourage and minister to. I recently was, I feel like God allowed me to be in this situation. There was a former coworker of mine, and she was new at work, and I was helping her. I was helping to train her, and we instantly clicked. We instantly got along, and I didn't really know her that well. I didn't really know her. You know, I mean, she was new. She had just started maybe about a few weeks ago, and she was just starting to. She started to share things with me, and she said that I just feel so comfortable talking to you. And she would just tell me all the stuff, stuff that happened to her when she was a kid, things that happened to her throughout her adulthood. And things I'm not going to share, but the fact that she felt comfortable to share those things with me. And she just felt like she felt comfortable talking to me and revealing things, because now the things that she was revealing, it's just not something that you can just a lot of people wouldn't even feel comfortable sharing with anybody, or a lot of people, but she felt comfortable sharing these things with me. And she has, I would say that she has been through a lot in her life from the time she was a kid all the way up until now. She's still dealing with things in her life certain situations in her life. And I, she just felt like there was something different about me, something, and she's talked about how strong, I revealed some things to her about myself as well, and the things that I've dealt with, things I went through, as a kid. And she talked about how I'm just really strong. And I kind of like shrugged it off and laughed off. Like, I told her exactly this. Like, I don't always feel strong. I don't feel strong. I don't think I'm strong. She said, no, you're strong. And I know that when she was saying these things and talking about how she felt comfortable being around me and sharing these intimate details of her life, and the fact that she was telling me that that I'm strong, and that I've like, and the fact that even though I may not have felt this way, but I know that it was God who allowed her to feel comfortable with me to share those things, to reveal intimate details of her life. And when she was talking about me being strong, I know it's not anything of my own doing. I know it's not anything that I've done on my own or my own strength, but I know it's the God that lives in me. And so God has strengthened me all down through these years, even though I may not feel strong at times, but God that's living inside of me is strengthening me to do the things that I do and to handle the things that I had to handle. But she was just kept talking about stuff, and she's dealing with, I would say she's dealing with an addiction, there were times where she was very stressed out, very just things that was going on in her life. She was very stressed and just kind of like just not really herself. And she would just reveal things to me and share things with me. And she kept, she said one time, she was like, I'm so sorry that I'm like dumping all these things, all this on you. And during this time when she was just revealing all these things, intimate details of her life, like normally, y'all don't know me, but normally I'd have been like, okay, like I really don't want to hear all this stuff. But this time around, I was very patient with her, and I just listened. I just sat and I listened to her, and she was like, I'm sorry. She apologized. I'm sorry for dumping all these, all this on you. And I said, no, I said, that's fine. I said, you have to, you need to get this out. And I'm just a ear just to listen. And she just felt like she felt so, she felt comfortable around me. And there were times where I would just encourage her, and I talked to her, because this last day that that she worked, she was just so upset, and she was like in tears, and she literally grabbed me and hugged me, and she held on to me as tight as she could. And then she hugged me again another time, and I was just telling her, I just encouraged her and told her, I said, God loves you. He loves you. You are important to him, and that God doesn't see the mess. Like, she was dealing with a whole lot of things going on in her life. And yes, God knows that we're messy. God knows that we make mistakes. God knows that we deal with all different types of stuff. But I told her, I said, but God loves you in spite of all that. And God doesn't just see the mess. He sees you fearfully and wonderfully made. He sees you a beautiful light. And that's how God sees you. And you need to start seeing yourself the way God sees you. And I just wanted to, I just encourage her that God loves her in spite of everything that she's going through, the things that she's dealing with now. God loves her. And like she, her eyes welled up in tears, and she just grabbed me and she hugged me again. And I said all this to say, you really don't know who you're going to come in contact with that may need to hear, that may need your encouragement. We, you know, you don't know. God may put you in a situation or in a predicament where he wants you to minister to someone, to encourage that person. And people think that you have to go to seminary school. You have to stand behind a pulpit to minister to people. But you can minister to someone. You can encourage someone on your job, somebody on in the grocery store, at the mall, at the hair salon, getting your nails done. You don't have to stand behind a pulpit. You don't need a microphone. You don't need to have a degree or go to seminary school, but you can just minister to someone. You can encourage someone by just letting them know how much God loves them, to encourage them that God has a plan for their life, that he sees them whole and healed and delivered. And it's, and I feel like, you know, sometimes we're at our job and we really are trying to like probably leave that job. It's like, I want another job. Why can't God, why don't God just bless me with another job? And sometimes maybe he has you at that job or wherever for a reason. Maybe there's somebody there at your job that you may need to minister to pray for, to encourage, to be an influence for. Maybe it's, even if you may not say hardly anything to that person, maybe it's just the smile that you give them. It can be the littlest thing. And so sometimes God will place you in a situation, not for yourself, but for the person that you're going to meet, that person that you're going to come in contact with, even if it's just for a few minutes, even if you're working with that person. You can have an impact on that person. You can show the love of Christ to that person. That person may not ever step foot in a church. That person, maybe that person has already been in church, and maybe that person left church because of how they were being treated. You know, so many of people who don't go to church or who have not turned their life over to Christ will say, you know, have negative feelings about Christians. Because, yeah, we as Christians, yeah, we may say that we're Christians. Yeah, we may read our Bible. Yeah, we may go to church every Sunday. You know, yeah, we may have a bumper sticker on our car that says, you know, what would Jesus do? Yeah, we may have our Jesus pin or wear our cross around our neck. But if we're not living for Christ, if the world sees us and they see us being just like them and we're acting mean, they're nasty and this and that, then how can we be a light? How can we be a light in darkness to help the people, help people who may not know Christ, who would never step foot in a church, or maybe they have church hurt or whatever, or they feel like Christians are a bunch of hypocrites. You may come in contact with somebody that could change their whole thinking and to show them that not all Christians are hypocrites, not all Christians are mean and nasty. There are some people who are living for Christ, who are allowing God to shine through them. And so that's what I want to encourage you, to let your light shine, to be a beacon. And that's what God wants. God wants us to be a light in darkness. You don't know who, even just that few minutes of encouraging someone can be a blessing to that person, that they may say, well, you know what? I may not go to church, but the fact that I was encouraged, the fact that I felt the love of Christ just talking to this lady or this guy for just 5 minutes, you never know who you're going to impact. And so I honestly am blessed that God put me in that situation to be a blessing, to encourage her, and to let her know that God loves her no matter what. You know, so many people, whether you're a Christian or whether you're not a Christian, there are people who feel like I've messed up. You know, God can't love me, or like I can never get myself together. I keep making mistake after mistake after mistake. And that is not true. God loves us in spite of our mistakes. God already knows that you're going to make a mistake. God already knows that you're going to be addicted to drugs and or alcohol. God knows that you're going to spend time in jail. God knows that you're going to, you know, commit that crime or whatever. And in spite of all that, in spite of knowing all of that, God still loves us. And God sees us whole. God sees us delivered. You know, the Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so that is what I want everyone to know, is that we need to be a light in darkness, to thank God for the times, you know, like I've never thought that I would be able to be in this situation. And I always kind of been kind of nervous about, well, what if, you know, what would I do if something like this happens? And now that it happens, I had the opportunity to just encourage her and talk to her about Christ. And, you know, you think that you know, people think that they have to shout it from the rooftops that they're Christians. It's not about, you know, people should know that God lives in you by how you act, by how you respond, by your actions, how you carry yourself. You don't even have to say a thing. And 9 times out of 10, like if they're not saved, if they're not a follower of Christ, they're not going to say, oh, you know, God is in her. They're going to be, they might say, oh, she's different, or I feel comfortable sharing this thing or sharing these things with you. And it wasn't like, I know without a shadow of a doubt, I know she felt the love of Christ. I know that she's felt God's presence. It wasn't me. It was none of me. It was all Christ. I was just a vessel that God used to speak to this, to my former coworker, to minister to her so that she could know the love of Christ, that she could know how God really sees her. And it's not anything that I've done. You know, the fact that she felt comfortable around me, the fact that she saw strength in me, it doesn't point to me. It points to Christ. And that is how we should be a beacon of light everywhere we go, no matter who we come in contact with, whether it's someone that you can get along with or whether it's someone that you don't get along, can't get along with, they're hard to get along with. You should be a beacon of light, and you should let your light, let God's light shine through you. So I pray that you will, I pray that God will allow you to be in a situation where your light will shine. And you don't have to be in a certain situation like how I was. You can just see somebody on the street. And sometimes you can see somebody in a grocery store, and you can just, God may lead you to just say, you know, God loves you, or you are enough, or you know, God will lead you in a way that he wants you to lead you. You know, sometimes, you know, somebody is really struggling, and God may tell you to encourage that person, or say something quick, you know, that you're enough, or God loves you, or God is here for you, you know. So you never know. Just know that you need to be a light, a beacon, to be the hands and feet of Christ, so that people will know who Christ is, and that you will lead them to Christ. So, well, that is all for today. I pray that this was a blessing to you, and I pray that you will allow God's light to shine through you, and that God will use you to be a light for someone, to encourage them, to let them know that they are loved by God no matter what. Until next time, be blessed. Have a wonderful day. Peace.